Hello, this 5 minutes the prophet has the word of God, episode 163. And let's go for our golden scripture, which is our foundational scripture, Hebrews 4:12. And by this time you should be able to say it offhand with me. Come on, let's say it. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and it's a discerner of the intents of the heart. And then let's go to James 1:22, which we use to box it up, and it says that be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And I always say it, that you are not deceiving yourself. You are a doer of the word. You do not just listen, you do not just study, you do not just read it, but you are also a doer of the word, and that is a great blessing. So in the previous episode I said that anytime you go for scripture and you're reading, please make sure that you have other translations. It will really help you. You ought to have other translations, because you could go for a verse and read it, and because you do not have other translations to throw more light on what you've read, you could easily be deceived. But this is why we're reading it, so that we will not walk in deception. It says that when you are not a doer, you are deceiving your own self. Oh, hallelujah. I know that there are people here who are hearing, and they are not just hearing, and that is all, but they are also doers of the word. So I want us to turn our attention to this. So when you pick your Bible and you're reading, you go for other translations and you use it. Sometimes they throw light on the whole thing. Sometimes they will explain a very peculiar word. And you know, there are translations, and remember, translations are different from interpretation. Translations are different from interpretation. So when I say translation, for instance, when you travel to a country which is not your country, and they speak a language you do not understand, you might need somebody to translate what you're saying, somebody to tell them what you're saying, because what you're saying will be Greek to them. And I say Greek, please don't take it as an insult if you are from Greek, but you are from Greece, but you are a Greek. Please don't take it as an insult, but that's how it is. We all, that's a saying, a way of talking. So if you are a foreigner, the language often is new, is not a language you are used to. You do not know how to speak it. So your words, what you say, will be translated. So be translated into their language. So sometimes, you know, you will say it, it's a long sentence, but when the translator is translating, it will be short in his language. And say, ah, why are you translating? You're not translating it well. He got what you said, but because he's got the essence of what you're saying. So when you are reading the Bible, is written, the in the Old Testament, that is Genesis to Malachi, they were written in Hebrew, and then Matthew to Revelation were written in Greek. Okay, so the first part of the Bible, which is the Old Testament, was written in Hebrew, and then the New Testament was written in Greek. So those who were translating into English, there are some things that they got right. Definitely, they're human beings, they cannot get everything right. If they got everything right, that would be strange. So if there are things that are not said well or said in a certain way, when you read other versions, of the same Bible. So we have Bibles like New Living Translation. And you can, when you see New Living Translation, you see that they do more of interpretation of that word. And then Amplified Version will also amplify, like how you need an amplifier, make it louder, explain it deeper. So one word, it will can give you three meanings of the same and put them into brackets by them. So what's he doing? He's giving you the translation. He's giving you a different. So when I am translating and you are translating, we would definitely not translate in the same way. So that's why I want you to have more than one. So the main one is what the King James Version. So King James Version is like the undiluted one. And then the others are diluted. When I say dilute, I'm not saying it's not good. But in a way, they are looking at what King James said and they are writing out what they think should be. So please, this is the way it should be. Always pick your King James, which is the main thing, and then pick other version, New Living Translation, Amplified Version, Message Bible, all of them. They will help you to be able to understand what you're reading. Oh, you're so blessed. Bye.